Welcome to Soundprints Audio Magazine, a production of the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Soundprints is underwritten by the American Printing House for the Blind and the Louisville Downtown Lions Club. I'm Carla Rushival. I'm your host for this week's magazine. Welcome to Soundprints for the week of March 24, 2024. We first apologize for not bringing you a Soundprints for the past 3 weeks due to health and computer problems. Hopefully, we are now back to our usual schedule. Thank you for your patience. The American Council of the Blind will hold its 2024 National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida, from July 5 to July 12. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, is also holding its convention at the same time in conjunction with ACB. It's time for all of us to begin making plans to attend the KC. It's time for all of us to begin making plans to attend the convention, whether on Zoom and ACB Media, in person, or both. KCB again encourages all of its members to attend the convention in any way they can and take advantage of all the information and training available. For more information about the Jacksonville Convention and available stipends from KCB for its membership, call the KCB office at 502-895-4598. The Council of Citizens with Low Vision International will be 45 years old on Friday, April 5, and so to celebrate, they are holding an auction to raise funds for the organization. The Kentucky Council of Citizens with Low Vision is a chapter of CCLVI as well as a chapter of the Kentucky Council of the Blind, and so we hope that you will participate in this exciting evening of bidding and buying. The auction is filled with luscious homemade treats, bags and totes, low vision technology such as a Pebble Mini, an Optilec, a Merlin CCTV, and much more. The auction will be on Zoom and ACB Media, so register now and get in on the fun. To register, contact Debbie Persons, CCLVI Treasurer, at 812-620-0477, or visit the CCLVI website for more information. That website is cclvi.org. The South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind invites everyone to its Wednesday afternoon social hour each week from 2 to 3 p.m. Central, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on its Zoom line. Their number is 669-900-6833 and the code is 763-689-4411. The Kentucky Council of Citizens with Low Vision held its March Focus on Low Vision group, an in-person event, on Saturday, March 23, at United Crescent Hill Ministries. After a light breakfast, attendees were able to try out several low vision devices, such as a CCTV, a couple of video magnifiers, and more. We also asked folks to share some things that they once could do, but that they now have problems handling. The next focus on your future with low vision will be on Saturday, April 27. More details will be coming soon. KCCLV will hold two meetings in April on the Zoom line. The business meeting is on Wednesday, April 3 at 8 p.m., and the planning meeting is Wednesday, April 17, also at 8 p.m., on the KCB Zoom line. The number is 669-900-6833 and the code is 862-9889-6972. The Greater Louisville Council of the Blind will hold its Welcome Spring and Easter Roundabout celebration on Friday, March 29 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the KCB Zoom line. This roundabout is virtual And we, of course, invite everyone from across the country to attend. We'll play games, have a virtual Easter egg hunt, and have a hoppin' good time. There are several other changes in the roundabout schedule this next month as well. There will be no roundabout on Friday, April 5, since we urge all of our members to participate in the CCLVI auction. GLCB will hold its quarterly meeting and elections on Friday, April 19. There will be no bingo that evening, but dinner will begin at 5 p.m. at UCHM in Louisville, and the program and business meeting will be both in person and on Zoom from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. We'll be playing bingo with the Perkins Bingo Group on Friday, April 26, and this bingo will begin at 7 p.m. We'll be celebrating the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby on Derby Day, Saturday, May 4, both in person and in Zoom. The Spring GLCB auction will be on Saturday, May 11. Proceeds help support roundabout and other activities during the year. KCB chapters are also invited to participate in this auction. Call us at 502-895-4598 by April 15 to donate auction items and to find out more about how your chapter can participate. Join us on the KCB Zoom line from any computer, cell phone, or landline phone by dialing 669-900-6833 and entering the code 862-9889-6972 for GLCB activities. The South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind will hold an in-person lunch and meeting on Sunday, April 7. Lunch will begin at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, and the meeting usually begins around 2:15 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Community Neighborhood Center located at 707 Main Avenue in Bowling Green. For more information and to RSVP, contact Teresa Eskew, President, at 270-776-6971. The roundabout on March 8 was entitled Your Journey in KCB. Participants were invited to share their stories about how they got involved in KCB and ACB. You will hear three of those stories on page 2. Carla Rushival, Deanna Scoggins, and Amanda Selm in that order. Natalie Couch, president of GLCB, was the facilitator for that meeting. A popular subject of conversation is inflation, and it seems that prices are always going up. We all are looking for ways to save money, whether it be at the grocery store, on transportation, or buying everyday items. Part of the ACB family call on Sunday, March 17, dealt with this topic. Patty Cox, a director on the KCB board, first vice president of the Greater Louisville Council, and president of CCLVI, gave a concise and informative talk on this topic. Soundprints is heard 12 times each week on ACB Media One. Listen there by using the ACB Link app on your iPhone or on your Alexa device. Ask her to open ACB Media and then choose Channel 1 when prompted. We are heard at 8 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. Monday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Tuesday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Wednesday, 10 p.m. on Thursday, and 1 a.m., 1 p.m., and 10 a.m. on Friday. Find Soundprints in the list of podcasts in the ACB Link app. Just open the link on your iPhone, choose Podcasts from the menu, and scroll down the list to find Soundprints. Listen anytime 24 hours a day on the KCB information line by calling 773-572-6318. Be sure to check the opening menu for available shows, as we sometimes post additional programs from the past on the information line. For more information about SoundPrints, to comment on a recent show, or to make a suggestion for a future topic, and to request a free subscription on CD, playable on any standard CD player, call the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598. Page 2.
We will go to our ACB journey. This is always one of my favorite things when I get to hear this stuff about people and when I ask on my community spotlight membership calls. I always wish I could answer this question because it's always, I just find it always interesting to hear about people's ACB journeys. So if anyone would like to start, you know, and just kind of tell us how you got involved in ACB and or KCB or any of the local chapters and, you know, just kind of your journey to where you are in those places.
Can we make requests?
Can you make requests? Is that what you said?
Yes.
maybe? Yeah, what is your request?
I'd like to hear Carla's story.
Oh, dear.
we only have an hour left. No, just kidding, Carla.
Yes. Well, I guess my formal ACB journey began at the 1965 ACB convention, which was here in Louisville down at the Sheraton Hotel downtown, what at one point was the Sealback Hotel. And my parents were involved in that convention, and ACB was an affiliate of ACB, and it was very young, and so we participated in that meeting. ACB did not participate in the future conventions there because we didn't have enough. We're actually pretty inactive after that for several years. But one of the first really conventions that we were very, very, very involved in was the 1976 convention in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And that was interesting because it was a hot July, and a bunch of us got on a school bus, an un-air-conditioned school bus, and rode that school bus to Little Rock from Louisville. And a week later, we rode it back. That was a long ride. It was about a 12-hour ride. Had a lot of people on that bus. And really participated a lot. We got to know a lot of the people who are sort of the names that if you get into ACB history, you get to know those people. It was very wonderful getting to meet people like M.J. Schmidt, who she was second vice president of ACB at one time. She was very much involved in a lot of things. I think at one point she was president of the Guide Dog Users. She was just in everything. M.J. loved ACB politics. My gosh, we used to sit up until 2 in the morning doing ACB politics in her room.
Wow.
And you met people, I mean, as M.J. Durer, Floyd Qualls, who was president of ACB, Reese Robrand was the second president of ACB, and he was speaker at the first KCB convention. Would that have been the second KCB convention here in Louisville? And Reese was kind of a very quiet person. He was not exactly what you would call an exciting speaker. He was from Kansas, but he was KCB through and through. And but it's neat to go back into People of Vision and read these names in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, you know, going to going to Hollywood and you see all the names of the stars on the sidewalk. Well, it's sort of like that. And mm-hmm. You know, Julie Bent, who later was Julia Esterly, all the people from California that were very involved in a lot of things. There were just all kinds of things that you could get in. And ACB was small, so, you know, if you were interested in being involved in things, you sure could get involved. You didn't have any excuse to say, well, nobody asked me, because there were opportunities all around you. And so you could just soak it all up. And a lot of people did. I mean, it was very enjoyable at that time. Everybody knew everybody. It was like a big family. Didn't mean you all had to agree. A hotel person from Las Vegas came one year before we went to Jacksonville for the first time, and he said, you know, one thing I've learned about ACB is everybody, this is like a big family, and you know, you sometimes agree like a family, and you sometimes don't agree like a family, but in the end, it's the family is all together. And I think that really, to me, sitting out there listening to that kind of speaker, to me, that said a lot about ACB, because we certainly did not all agree that things should always be done a certain way, but there was always room for another opinion, another person's point of view.
And you're second generation, aren't you, Carla?
Yeah, my parents were involved in the first generation of the Kentucky Council here in Kentucky.
That's amazing. Wonderful. Great heritage.
Right. Deanna.
I want to talk a little bit about planting seeds, because there were some people that just sort of planted some seeds before I really got active in 1994. And the first one was in 1969. I don't even know if Carla knows this, but she might. I went to Little Rock, Arkansas for a college prep thing. And actually, there were several people there, several staff members, who were in ACB, and one of them was Billy Elder. And she was a vice president. She had some job that I didn't know much about. But she was totally blind, and she had this Toastmasters meeting on one night a week, and we all had to make speeches about stuff and talk about different things, and we got critiqued and everything, challenged, and other C words I can't even think about, criticized maybe. But anyway, but one thing she always said at the end was, now everyone needs to know about the American Council of the Blind, and you all want the Braille Forum, right? Everybody wants it, right? Okay, Deanna, I'm putting your name on the list. You know, we didn't have time to say yes, no, maybe, probably not, because I didn't know if I would read it. But I did. And actually, we got a print version, and my mom read it. So I didn't do much with that at the time. I thought it was interesting, but I was at college, and there wasn't any chapter in Lexington at that time or anything. And the next one was, the next seed was, well, I've done a few things with Carla and the council in the 70s, a few classes with Fred Gazzoni. And somebody on the nominating committee said, would you run for president of the affiliate? And it was small. And I said, well, I don't really think, well, I should be something else first. But then, well, we want you to try to run. Will you run? You know, you're young. You have a lot of energy. You're at the School for the Blind. You can tell people about KCB. Okay, sure. Well, I ran, but I didn't win, and I didn't understand then that if you were the candidate of the nominating committee, I thought that that would be a pretty good way, you know, pretty good place to be in, and I just really didn't understand that. So it was startling that I didn't win, And I didn't win by a lot. I mean, I really didn't. I really lost. But that's okay. It was okay because then I started dating Tom, and he was in the other group, or his parents were in the other group, and they really didn't want us to do much with the council. So we didn't, except when we got to entertain at the 1980 convention, Tom said, well, I'm not saying no to that. I don't care what my parents say. So we went, and we were at the banquet, and we sat with Grant Mack, and he was wonderful. And he said, what are you doing in ACB? And I said, we didn't say much. And he said, oh, are you guys a member of the other group, and you're just here to entertain? And we said, yeah. And he said, that's all right. That's all right. I hope you have a wonderful time. And we did. And the band played after that, and one of the band members was Gene Bray, and he's totally blind, and we knew him.
David Bray's dad.
That was David Bray's dad. I don't remember if it was Carla or Grant. Somebody said, you guys, Grant didn't know, but it must have been Carla. She said, hey, do you and Tom want to play the breaks? And we did. And so we had a really good time, and then Tom started saying, hey, maybe we should think about the council, but we didn't, because his parents just said, you can't do two both. And then Fred Gazzoni planted another seed, and he said, you need to do the best with both groups. You need to do the best. You need to get the most out of what you can get. And if you want to go to those ACB classes, you just go. And so we did, or I did. I wanted to learn about the computer and the Braille and speak and different things, and I did come. And then as soon as in 1992, Tom and I split up, and as soon as we did that, I just jumped in the KCB stuff, and then I've been there ever since. And how long has that been? 30 years? Oh, my gosh. But anyway, somebody planted those seeds.
Yes.
And so no matter what we do, if we talk on TARC 3 about KCB or ACB or library users or guide dogs or whatever we talk about, we're planting a seed, and we don't know where it's going to end. I know Billy Elder never knew that she influenced my thinking about ACB. And I would read Floyd Qual's name every time I read the Braille Forum and think, oh, I don't know him. But then I'd read Billy Elder's name and think, oh, I know her. I wonder what she's doing in her big office. But anyway, so I just think it's kind of neat how it all worked out.
Amanda.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
make it short.
I'll try. Okay. Well, I was going to ask Matt to kind of chime in here because mine and his story is a little bit the same. So, okay. So in 2009, this is a relevant part of the story, by the way. In 2009, I started dating Matt in May of that year, and I was living in Lexington at that time. I had a job. I was in college, and I started dating Matt, moved back to Louisville. And so I'd been away for 3 years. I said I was never going to come back to this city. Well, I came back and started classes at Sullivan. And I kept telling myself, I'm like, I'm not going to tell anybody I'm moving back to this city. I'm going to keep it quiet. I'm not going to tell anybody. Well, the first day of classes, I run into Patty Cox.
What's up? Oh, my God.
What's going on? I mean, like, I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. So you know, it worked out great because she was, she would help Carla and her grandmother at the time, Patty's grandma at the time, you know, with stuff during the day. So she would come to Crescent Hill, and I actually lived across the street from, it was in the building right next to UCHM. I was living in those apartments at the time. Now, Patty at that time was like, oh, GLCB is doing this event. You should come. And I'm going, oh, I don't know about that. Because, you know, the NFB, those of you that don't know my story, when I was in Richmond and then Lexington, NFB kept trying to pull me in. And even the Louisville group when I was a senior, they kept trying to pull me in. I was like, no, and they actually played a nice little prank on some of the high school kids at KSB when we were seniors. I won't go into that story. So I was kind of like,
don't want to be involved in anything. I just want to go to school and try to figure out how to live on my own right now. So fast forward 2 years, Matt starts working for Humana. And under a subcontractor with Fosma, he meets this girl named Natalie. And Natalie is, of course, working and at Humana with Matt. So is Byron Sykes and Sue Ellen Milo also was in Louisville. So, you know, Natalie would always constantly say, Matt, you and Amanda should come to this. And we're like, no. Because Matt was also involved in the NFC. So we kind of were like, oh, we don't want to, you know, get involved with a blind advocacy group just yet. Well, finally, fast forward about 3 years, here comes Patty Cox back into the picture. After we got married, she goes, okay, here's the deal. I want to form this group for young people, and I'm calling all the young people I know. I'm having this big cookout at my house. GLCB is paying for it. Y'all should just come and eat. And I'm going, okay. So I told Matt, but let's just go and eat. Okay, let's just go and eat.
Famous last word.
So we went, and of course the food was great. We were out on the Patty's back deck.
That was a fun
and
day.
And we all just, oh yeah, it was fun. She had so many people there. There was me and Matt, Natalie, Abby, Pocanauer, who's now Abby Hodge, it was there. Marissa Chambers was there. Marissa and Josh were there. Ben Wright was there. There were guide dogs. Like, everybody had their guide dogs, and it was just like big old party. So it was really nice. And we talked about it, and we're like, we don't know what we're going to do. But Joey wasn't in Louisville yet, but, you know, he wanted to be in the loop. He came back to Louisville that fall. So we started putting together stuff for KCB Next Generation at the time. It's in 2014. Right after Matt and I got married. Right in the middle of us buying our first house.
Yeah. Then we had another fun party at my house to sign the Constitution.
Natalie and me and Matt actually bought our condos like what, maybe what? Did I cut out?
No.
Okay. So Natalie and us, we actually bought our condos about, what, maybe 2 months apart from each other. So we had this big dinner at her house, and I said, I'll cook. I'll still make spaghetti and chicken Alfredo. We had our elections, worked on our Constitution. We, you know, just started forming everything, and then next thing we know, the board voted to charter us as a chapter. So that's kind of where we started. A year later, I was elected to the board of, well, a year later, I'll start with this. Deb Lewis was still the president. Deb Lewis, not Deb Cook Lewis. I know both of them, so I have to emphasize that. So Deb Lewis was the president, and she said, I want you to be on this crossroads committee. Okay. So anyways, I got involved there planning, and then next thing I know, I'm on a convention committee, and then I'm elected to the KCB board, where I'm learning all kinds of things. And, you know, what I really appreciated during this time of change was the flexibility. Like, we started a family in 2016. When we had Charlotte, and people were like, oh, it's okay if she's crying in the background. We're like, okay, awesome. I had the privilege of chairing the convention committee for 2 years. But I think what got me to ACB was Carla, the year that it was in St. Louis, Carla and Deanna and Dan Spoon, who had came for Crossroads, were like, well, you've got to come. It's going to be amazing. You would love it. You know, we need more young people. Dan was all about the young people. And at the time, like, you need to come. We need your energy. And so he tells this story and I'm about when he was sitting at the table with me and Matt and Joey and Natalie, and he says all four of our names when he's telling the story. Natalie and I have sat there and said, what did we tell him?
I know.
What did we tell him that was so fascinating? So when we finally got to St. Louis, I was just mind blown. I worked the mini mall that year, and I got to meet, that's how I met a majority of people. I really enjoyed meeting all the people at the mini mall. I loved working it. It was just so much fun. My favorite day of general session that year and in Rochester, people say I'm crazy, was the Thursday when we handled ACB business. Absolutely loved it because that's when, Matt, if you tell me to quit, my husband says I'm going on too long. That's my favorite day because that's the day like where you realize your voice matters in ACB. That's where you learn about the affiliate roll call vote. That's where you learn about record votes and all kinds of stuff. So I learned by doing a lot of that, which is transpiring to where I'm at now, because when we got home from St. Louis, we started putting together, it was with the help of Carla and John McCann and Kim Charlton and many others, we started to put together ACB Next Generation. Kim appointed us a committee, ACB Next Generation Steering Committee. That November, we got to partner with affiliates the following year in Rochester at the convention. CCLVI was one of them, students was the other. When we came and we had events and we met people, we had a meet and greet, and, you know, people were like, yeah, you know, this is cool. When we got home from that, we immediately went to work on putting together the process to become an affiliate. We were chartered in February of 2020. And since then, it's been, you know, ups and downs. My journey as the president of ACB Next Generation comes to an end this December. And what I love about where I come from, which is KCB, and where I'm going to, or where I'm at right now with ACB Next Generation, is it's my job to make sure, like Deanna said, that seeds get planted. So what I like to do with Next Gen, and not just Next Gen, but to put it out in the communities, I want to make sure that everybody is educated about ACB. That's why I put a lot of emphasis on going to resolutions calls. I never thought I would see the day I would go to one, because I remember when the resolutions meetings were at like 11 o'clock at night. I put emphasis on that. And then our programs committee last year put together a program with voting task force to kind of go over how the business is done in ACB. This year we're splitting it up into little boot camps. So I feel like it's my responsibility to make sure that not only I understand it, but others in my generation or that are new to ACB understand it. So that's part of my journey and how I got involved in ACB. I know it's a long, extravagant story, but that's how I got here. And KCB is a huge part of that, and I try to put as much emphasis on that because I want ACB Next Generation members to be members of their state affiliates as well, because there's a foundational piece there that I feel like is essential, especially if you want to be involved and be in leadership. So, okay, now, Matt, I'm going to be quiet.
And also, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who shared stories. I'm such a neophyte to all of this, but I really appreciated hearing everybody's story.
Page 3.
We're going to get started. So our topic tonight is, you know, the saving time and saving money. And some of those things are not, sometimes that's not compatible. It's not two in the same.
Yeah.
And so, you know, saving money can You can spend a lot of time trying to do that. Sometimes spending a little more time might cost you a little more, but your time might be worth something. And so, and how has that all changed since COVID? How our world is a little different, quite different today when it comes to those things. Just the ways we can get places, do things, have things happen is real different than it was prior to 1920. I mean, 2020. Sure is different prior to 1920.
Yeah.
Okay. So prior to 2020, you know, it was very different. One person that I know that seems to absolutely, if there's somewhere to save some money on your favorite grocery items or a way to make things a little cheaper, Patty Cox seems to, I mean, she's going to sniff it out. And so I asked her if she would like to come and talk about the topic a little bit. She said, oh, I can take up the whole time. Well, we can't do that. But let's share some tips. I'm sure everybody has some ideas, and I'm sure things are different in different places. There's always new ideas and new applications to what we're talking about. So, Patty, it's your turn.
All right, Patty, you're at 9:40.
All right. That's funny.
So I want to say, first of all, yes, it is different than 1920. We don't go Trader Eggs that much anymore. Some people do, but it's not usually. So before COVID, you received a lot of coupons. There was a lot of coupons in the newspapers. People could clip them. And nowadays, if you bring a coupon to a store, if you have their app, you can clip their coupon. Now, if there are ways to save money around that, because a lot of stores do not let you use the paper coupon and use your digital coupon. And using digital coupons, I can take, I think it was like, oh, maybe 10 minutes of my life every week. And I usually do this. I have this time. I take a shower and then I sit down for a little bit. I do puzzles, just something to relax. So my digital coupons are in that area. You can do that even when you're in the bathroom. You know, you've got 5 or 10 minutes. Getting an app from the store that you usually go to is a great thing. Now, there is Kroger's, JC's, Harris Teeter, and I don't know all of the Kroger chain, but I know those. Now, their app works anywhere that there is any of their chain stores. So if when I go to the DC conference and we're near Harris Teeter, I can go in and I can put in my phone number or use my app that you can load a card into so you can pay for it, everything on the app. You have your discount number is built into it. And you can use it there. So sometimes being able to do that wherever you go, I could do that when I went to Chicago. I could do that when I went to Minnesota. I can use my Kroger app. Now, you get fuel points from these apps. So I'm just going to hit that real quick. You go in and you use them, and you go, especially on Fridays, when everything is 4 times the fuel point. The person that takes you, you say, well, can I fill up your tank? You plan on paying them, or you're going to put in $30. Whatever you're going to give them, once you've spent $1,000, and it depends on how much you go to the store and how much you spend at that store, you know, for each dollar you spend, you get 10 cents. So you get a dollar off the gallon, and if you can put, say it's a 16-gallon tank, you fill up their gas tank, well, that's $16 that you're saving because you're getting a dollar off each gallon. Now, the gas here is $3.25 today. I know because I filled up. I got it for $2.25. But it depends on how much you spend. But using their app also, you can get, if I go to their app right now, I've already clipped all my coupons. So you go through and you find the things you use and you clip those coupons. It's automatic when you go to the store. So there's a certain brand of eggs that my mom uses. There's always a coupon somewhere. Now they send me paper coupons. So sometimes those eggs are on the paper coupon. Sometimes they're on the app. But I've got a discount. They also give you the ad for the week. So if those eggs are on sale instead of like $6.99 for an 18 count, they have them on sale for $4.99 and you get a dollar off. Well, you've got them for $3.99. So I always look for the coupon. Always look for things on sale. Things that you normally use quite a bit, and most of those are cheese, potato chips, soft drinks, water, and then think about how you buy your meat and stuff, because meat is on sale, but it rotates. All of your coupons usually run for a month at a time, but sale items run differently. So if you need pop, and your pop is, oh gosh, what's a good price these days? Heaven. A 12-pack of pop is $9.99 regularly now. So if you can get them for 15, you're going to want to get as many as you can. A lot of times in these actual grocery stores, which Kroger's is expanding to be like a Walmart, but in your grocery stores, they have sometimes limit of 5. So throughout that period, which runs Wednesday to Tuesday, you can only use that 5 times. So the next week, they might be for $20 or buy 2, get 2 free. The following week, they're not going to be on sale. The fourth week of the month, they might not be on sale. So you need to watch how your sales go. And you can do this by using the app, reading the ads, and finding your favorite things that you're going to buy all the time and see where they run the sales and stock up. If you're going to get buy 2 pops, get 3 free, that means basically they're 5 for $20, $4 a piece. You can do that 5 times in that week. Well, you want to buy all that you can in that week. And then the rest of the month, you don't have to worry about it. Because you know 2 weeks, they're not going to be on sale. If there's a holiday, holidays, they're going to have big sales. Their pops are going to be on sale. Their party foods, like Super Bowl. I've never seen so many little Smokies. And if you don't cook your frozen sausage balls now, they were like half price for a bag of them. They're frozen. Your meatballs, they're going to be on sale. So anything that you use for a big party, those are going to be on sale. But your big meat items, they're going to be on sale too at that time. Anything that you can, like Derby's coming up for us. So they're going to have all the stuff that you would grill out. They're going to have ribs. They're going to have the ribs that are already marinated on sale. A lot of times they don't have those on sale, but that's when you're going to buy them. Buy meat ahead of time. if there's only one or two of you, the bigger packs are cheaper per pound. So buy them when they're on sale. If you don't like bone in on your chicken thighs, you like them bone out, they're on sale once a month. You want to buy those in the bigger pack. They usually come, I think, 8 or 10 in the pack. I don't know. I just repackage them. I'll buy two of them, repackage them, and I have three meals. There's six of us in the house. So I have three meals, and I save a lot of money that way. So with your coupons and taking that little bit of time, that's one way to save money. Now, Walmart. Walmart, if you pay for their $35, wait a minute, if you pay for their Plus membership, which I cannot remember how much it is, but it's a monthly fee, you get stuff sent to you. You spend $35, they send it to you. Delivery, sometimes it's delivered. Some things, if they don't have it in the store, they will ship it. It's usually at my door in 2 days. So let's hope I don't need something to cook with in 2 days. But I order the heavy stuff. If I need cat litter, or if we need cat food, dog food, those heavier things, I have delivered to me. Yeah, I go to Walmart, but I don't want to have to be picking it up. A 35-pound thing of cat litter is not light. Either putting it in the cart or in from the cart into my car, and then from the car to the house, they will put it on my front porch. And then my husband gets it and carries it for it. So that, and they usually have things and perks that come with it. You can get Paramount Plus. So if you want to watch movies, if you like streaming, those things come along with the Walmart Plus. Other things like DoorDash, if you pay for DoorDash, there are perks that come along with that. If you spend so much money, your delivery is free, but you need to watch that one. Uber Eats, I'm not for sure. There's an Uber One, and I haven't looked into that yet. But with DoorDash or any of those, some of the things that you will go to order do not fall in that free category. And sometimes there's restaurants. Most of the grocery stores that they promote, you spend $35, you get free delivery. So that's another way to save. If you have, I have AT&T, but you need to call your cell service and find out what discounts you can get. If you're an AARP member with AT&T, you get $10 off a line. If, now I know that nobody works in Disability Coalition at UPS except for those who live here, but I don't know if they have Amazon or not. I am checking into that. But when you work certain places, they also give you a discount. So with Samantha working at UPS, we get another discount off of our AT&T bill. With my stepdaughter working at O'Reilly's, imagine that. They have another discount. So we're now getting three discounts off of our cell service. So you need to compare what services do best in your area, because like if you go to Walmart and you get the Straight Talk service, it doesn't work that well around here. It works, but there's a lot of dead spots, and sometimes it's hard to understand people. And the more rural you get, the worse it gets. So you need to find out what discounts your service gets. I was paid for both Dave and I, and we get the AARP. I'm part of it because of Dave being over 55.
Actually,
I'm not over.
Can I comment, 55. Patty? Because anyone over 18 can actually be an AARP because Joey and I got it. That's what the AT&T people told us, and we got it. So.
Okay. Didn't know that because
we didn't either.
They also have, it's also, if you're a member, you can sign up. When you sign up, you can agree to do their life, what do you call it, their life insurance. They have a $10,000 life insurance. For signing up with them, you can sign up. It's free. You don't pay anything a month. It's just a $10,000 life insurance policy. They also have, I know, I think it's April 1st. If you sign up before then, I paid for a 5-year membership for the two of us, and it's $45. Yeah, that's $4.50 for each one of us a year.
You're talking about
AARP.
AARP.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they have great discounts on everything. You can go to Denny's and get 15% off.
Oh, yeah.
There's other restaurants. You can use it at hotels.
Yeah.
So, all in all, each month, I looked it up with all my discounts. We pay less than $80 a month for the subscriptions that I have. And the discounts that I save is about 3 times as much in a month. And that includes my delivery fees. When you're paying, you know, $13 for delivery once a week, that's, you know, in a month, that's quite a bit. You're getting close to $60. So my $80 a month that I pay, I've got a plethora of ways to get things that save me money and the discounts that come on top of them. So, anybody got any questions or comments? Or?
Honey, it's Betsy. I have a comment. If you had to pay someone to go get your groceries, then you had to pay them by the hour. The best way to do it is to get the grocery store app. If you have to get help, have someone put in, like for Kroger, put in what you're wanting. It'll show them exactly where to go and get those products, and that's much quicker than walking down the aisle. When Michelle, who spoke to y'all recently, goes grocery shopping, she used to work at Kroger, and when they did the reset, it bugged her because it wasn't the same because she stocked. But she can do grocery shopping within 20 minutes because she uses that app, and if she doesn't know where something is, it'll show her exactly where that product is. So it saves money for having to pay someone to shop for you.
This is Linda. Can I have a comment?
Go ahead.
This is great, Patty, and I recommend we come back to this because there's so much more that you can share and that we can all share, too. So I do recommend we come back to this. I find that I save a lot of money with my Amazon subscription each year just because I buy so much there and I get free shipping. Mm-hmm. And I actually kept track of that for a year just to see if I really was saving money. I actually saved almost $400 on shipping just for my $150 fee, because I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon. And so just I would share that real quick. And the Walmart Plus membership, I think it's $150 now. It might be $125. But that also, I can see where I save a lot of money there. So thanks, Patty. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
Patty, you've got two hands, and you're at $95.
Well, I want to say, using those apps, Linda, like you do, you figure that is $12.50 a month, or, you know, around a little over $10 a month.
Natalie, who did we?
Rosanna.
Rosanna, go ahead.
I just have a question, really. We don't have a Kroger. They live in New York. You know, Walmart's everywhere. But is there, or do you know of a digital app where you can download general coupons that you can use in any food store and not just Kroger's? They used to have it before the pandemic, and I basically I use ShopRite, so I do save a lot of money through ShopRite as well. But yeah, I was just curious if there was a general coupon app that can be used for all food stores.
There is, but now there is a way to do coupons. That's a whole another evening, you all. But when you go to the actual grocery stores and they have their own apps, their coupon mm-hmm. comes off, and if your coupon from another app, you have one that says these eggs are $4.99 and here's a dollar off coupon for these eggs, and I'm just going to use Kroger's again.
Right.
So Kroger's has the dollar off coupon. If you have a dollar off from somewhere else, it will only, a lot of them now only pull off the one from Kroger's.
From theirs directly.
Yeah. Okay. From theirs directly. So
yeah.
You said ShopRite. So I wrote that down, and I'm going to see, do you use their app?
I do. I just did a food order actually tonight. Okay. And then we'll go pick it up tomorrow, because then we save $16 because they charge $16 for delivery. But if you go and pick it up, they'll put it in your car for free.
Right. But some people don't have the opportunity to go pick it up.
We're going to need to end the call. Natalie, thank you for hosting. Patty, thank you for being here. And thanks to everybody for participating. And we will do this again.
If you have questions about the Kentucky Council of the Blind, or you need information on resources for people with vision loss, call us at 502-895-4598 or email us at kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Sound Prince is a production of the Kentucky Council of the Blind and is heard each week on ACB Radio Mainstream at acbradio.org, Central Kentucky Radio Eye at radioeye.org, and the KCB website at www.kentucky-acb.org. Complete schedule information is also available on the website. Sound Prince is underwritten by the Louisville Downtown Lions Club and by the American Printing House for the Blind. This is Carla Rushable for Sound Prints. Have a great week, everybody.